The Internal Revenue Service acted this week to end a rebellion among some small business owners. They are refusing to pay their taxes and won't withhold taxes for their employees, NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
It's a novel way to avoid paying taxes, but a growing number of small business owners around the country say they don't owe taxes, and nor do their employees, because their businesses are based in the United States. These business owners argue that according to their reading of the IRS code, only employees of foreign-based businesses are obliged to pay income taxes. Al Thompson subscribes to this theory. He's the owner of SenCal Aviation in Lake Shasta, California. Thompson hasn't paid his taxes since July 21st last year, nor is he withholding taxes for his 24 employees.
I am not withholding taxes because, according to the United States code, we are not required by law to do so. When one looks at the regulations, they do not apply to people who live and work in the 50 union states.
Earlier this week, the IRS served notice to Thompson and others that that position has no basis in law. The notice advised business owners who file returns based on that theory that they may face hefty civil and criminal penalties. Dale Hart, the Deputy Commissioner for Individual and Small Business Taxpayers at the IRS, says at the moment the IRS knows of only a few dozen companies like Thompson's. She said the IRS has alerted all its field offices to be on the lookout for such companies and to deal with them aggressively.
What we want to do is make sure that other businesses don't begin to feel like this is actually a legitimate position to take.
Hart said the IRS believes this theory has spread because promoters are selling this advice to small business owners. Erwin Schiff, owner of Freedom Books in Las Vegas, is proud to count himself in that group.
My whole business is designed to teach people how to legally stop paying income taxes. There is no law that says you have to pay income taxes.
Schiff has written books, he has a website and a weekly radio show. Even the music that callers get when they're put on hold at his company preaches the message of tax resistance.
I'm gonna sit right down, fill out my 1040, and send back a zero return.
Schiff said he's not about to start paying taxes for himself or withholding them from his employees' paychecks just because the IRS says his tax avoidance theory is baseless.
IRS has no authority to make any ruling. The IRS is purely an administrative agency. They have no enforcement powers whatsoever.
Here's how Deputy Commissioner Dale Hart responded to that argument.
Well, let me put it this way. The worst mistake that a small businessman could make is to choose to sign on to a scheme like this. They are putting their business and their livelihood at risk.
Hart said when the IRS takes these cases to court, it doesn't lose. It's a slam dunk kind of case for us, she said. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.